Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 31st verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن أو أبنائهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
And tell the believing women to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts and not expose their adornment except that which appears thereof, and to draw their head covers over their chests, and not display their adornment, except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women, that which their right hands possess, or those male attendants having no physical desire, or children who are not yet aware of the private aspects of women. And let them not stamp their feet to make known what they conceal of their adornment. And turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, O believers, that you might succeed.
And sisters, let's listen to the 31st verse. Dear listeners, as you saw in this verse talks about four ordinances, about the characteristics of women. So, at first, it is said in this verse that لا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها. They're not allowed to show and display their adornments except that is ordinarily apparent of it. Secondly, it says وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن. as for the second ordinance, it says that they have to draw their veils over their bosoms. And in the third ordinance, the instances in which women are allowed to unveil themselves and display their inward adornments are specified. Now, the fourth ordinance is stated about not stamping their feet while revealing their hidden adornments. وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُعْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. But there are two points regarding the third ordinance remaining to be discussed. The first one is, as you can see in this verse, there are 12 different classes of people in which women are allowed to unveil themselves for. Now, the 11th and 12th of them is this. The 11th, التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال. So, we said in the previous episode that sexual instinct in man is really powerful and it is really a deep instinct. When the verse says that some men who lack this quality, the women are allowed to display themselves for these people, this quality, the quality of lack of sexual desire, is only correct about a small group of old men, actually. So, it is possible, we can conclude, that this verse only includes such old men. Imam Kadhim alayhi salam emphasized such group of old men in a tradition. However, the verse does not imply that such men are like those who are unmarriageable. It is certain that veiling some part of head or some part of hand and the like before such men is not compulsory, as the verse suggests. Dear listeners, the last aspect of the verse to be discussed is this last 12th class of people in which women are allowed to display themselves for. الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على أورات النساء. The children that know nothing of women's nakedness. Which children are exceptions of this ordinance? We said that this 12th group before whom veil is not compulsory is children who have not yet enjoyed sexual desire. The Quranic sentence لَمْ يَظْهَرُوا has sometimes been interpreted as لَمْ يَطَّلِعُوا, who are not aware, and sometimes as لَمْ يَظْهَرُوا, who are not able, and sometimes as لَمْ يَقْدِرُوا, who are not able, because this word has been used in two meanings, in two of these meanings, in the Holy Quran, and it is sometimes used to mean this and sometimes to mean that. For example, in Surah Al-Kahf, the 20th verse, we read, if they prevail against you, they will stone you. And in the Surah At-Tawbah, in the 8th verse, we read, how can it be, for if they prevail against you, they will observe towards you neither ties of relationship nor treaty. However, this differentiation in the concerned holy verse has no significant influence on the conclusion of our discussion. Its purpose is clear. The children who are neither perceptive nor able because of lack of sexual desire. So ladies must veil themselves before those children who have reached an age in which such a desire and ability is fully developed. The last point is that every kind of tempting factor is forbidden. We saw in this verse, and in the previous verses as well, that this matter is apparent through the different ordinances mentioned in this verse. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, Take care.
Things always worked for me.